Hello and welcome to our Good Place podcast that is run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators, and students who are passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context, and true community needs. My name is Farshad.
And I'm Lekna.
And we are students in the Entrepreneurship and Strategy Department at Lancaster University Management School and research fellows of a Good Place Innovators project, which is funded by the Enterprise Educators UK.
Previously in the podcast, we have heard a lot of different perspectives from educators who have incorporated place-based pedagogy to their curriculum designs and entrepreneurs who have impacted the place to make a commitment to the placemaking agenda. We, as a team, are on the journey to making an impact in the society and bring about a sense of awareness amongst the students and the local businesses to work towards making Lancaster a place we can all call home. Today, we welcome a key member of our project, Dr. Radhika Newton, who's a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School. She's also an education service designer and the lead of the Good Place Innovators project. Hi, Radhika. So, to start with, could you share with us how you came up with the thought of the Good Place Innovators and what role do you play in this team?
Thank you so much for having me today. So I suppose over many years, I've been collecting these sort of pieces of puzzle about practice-based learning, about experiential learning, but also about the role of students in co-creating the curriculum. I've been experimenting with our students over the past 5 years with doing projects in the city. And I guess the most transformational event was when one of our students was a son of the Asian supermarket owner who actually brought the issues that they are facing in the business to the classroom. So as a team with the other students, we helped him address how to bring more diverse audience to the supermarket, how to enhance their services. And at that point, I thought, you know, this really matters. Our place, Lancaster, is a fantastic resource for our learning. So, and when the call came out to apply for some funding, I thought, now is the time to do it.
I think that's great. We all visit the Asian supermarket ourselves now.
Yeah, and there were a lot of additions and people leaving the team. How did you cope with the constant changes?
Well, yeah, it has been a challenging journey. And, you know, it was meant to be, and it was, a multidisciplinary project. And our Lancaster Institute of Contemporary Arts colleagues, they really contributed to the core of the project. You know, so they really brought the design into the center of the project. So I cooperated with them for a long time before, and I really wanted them a part of the project. It just happened that they found new roles, new exciting roles in other universities. So we have had a lot of people coming and going. And it took me out of my comfort zone a little bit and helped me understand how to really deal with uncertainty. So something that I'm telling my students to be able to do, deal with uncertainty, navigate this ever-changing world, I had to do myself throughout the project. But I felt that I always had that core vision. I knew what I wanted to achieve. And actually, you know, as people were coming and going, it brought some fantastic new people that we didn't work with at the beginning. And they really massively enriched the project, like Dr. Katja Rindt, who really helped me think about the project in more systematic way, in more grounded way, in theory as well. So, you know, these things happened and here we are with some fantastic outcomes. So I think we managed.
Definitely. So initially you had like a name and an objective for this project. But how do you think it's turning out now that we're almost to the end of the term? How is it all turning out for the project?
So, yeah, the project was originally written sort of still in the middle of the pandemic in a way. So what was really on my mind was to bring a digital resource that would connect design, enterprise, place, and people. And I was quite narrowly focused, to be honest, at the beginning. I thought, we'll just produce this digital thing that will disseminate the enterprise education and help other people engage with this idea. But honestly, you know, as the project grew and we sort of meandered and met new people, new partners of the project as well, when we did the community engagement events, things started evolving and, you know, maybe coming back to the puzzle metaphor, I had the pieces of the puzzle, then I thought I bring them in this project. The puzzle is definitely still not complete. So the digital outcome will be there, but the project has just been so much more profound in our learning about Lancaster, about our place. I learned a lot about students' passion as well for the place, students as citizens. But I also learned a lot about how Lancaster community maybe feels disconnected. So there is so much more than the digital outcome.
Talking about the city and the university, while working on this project, place-based project, what initiatives and measures is the team taking to bring the university closely to the city?
So I think, you know, at the beginning, we were very keen on being in the city. So we were saying, you know, we need to bring the students to the city. We wanted to learn through using this sort of design principles, observing, sensing the city, talking to the citizens. But I think the big moment was when we ran the BIT event with Tony Johnson, who was one of our guests on this series as well. And when he actually brought the local businesses to the campus, I actually didn't expect their reaction. I also didn't expect them saying that they had never been to the campus before. So it created this two-way stream, isn't it? It's not just us in the city, but it's also the city on campus. And I think this sort of knowledge transfer, mutual learning, and in that event, that specific event, you as students, you were the knowledge holders. You were passing knowledge to the business leaders, which was fascinating, I think, for all of us. So I think definitely the project demonstrated that it is a partnership, it's a two-way stream, and that, you know, it's important to facilitate this two-way exchange.
I think it's really fantastic how you observed that we needed the opportunity to get in contact with the business in order to express our views so I could help them and us at the same time. So it was a great idea. Now, coming to the next thing, I want to ask you, what kind of a place is Lancaster? We're all new here. You've been here for quite a while. And apart from this, what are the current challenges that the Lancaster city is facing in terms of point of view with respect to the university?
So, you know, I think about this a lot, about what kind of place is Lancaster. And it's sort of my view of Lancaster is probably very different from your view. I absolutely love Lancaster, but it took me a long time to move to Lancaster. I lived in Manchester before, and again, as an immigrant, you tend to fluctuate maybe to bigger cities because you feel a bit more accepted. In Manchester, nobody ever asked me, oh, where is this accent from? Whilst in a smaller place, you always feel on the spot all the time, and it's tiring. And you probably, you know, guys, what I'm talking about. But Lancaster is, it's a very beautiful place, very well connected. It has a lot to offer, but I think it's quite modest. And it's like just like the university, almost like the best hidden secret in the UK. So I think the challenge is for Lancaster to maybe get a stronger identity so that we know how to talk about ourselves, about who we are, what we can offer. I get excited about Lancaster now, but I don't know. What about you guys?
Initially, when we did come, we did not know what to expect out of the city. But with time, we got comfortable. And as you said, we start appreciating the small things that happen around. So it just gets more exciting with time.
Absolutely. And I think, I think we need to be probably more vocal about how fantastic the place is, how diverse as well. We have beautiful nature around us. We have industrial history here. So we have a lot to learn from the place. And I think maybe bringing it to the curriculum will give it a stronger brand.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to mention our project in our first module. After exploring the city, we felt that bonding, strengthening the bonding with the city. It was so important for us, you know, and thank you for that.
And wasn't it wonderful to learn in the castle?
Yeah.
You know, which university has a lecture theatre in the castle?
Yeah, definitely.
And who knows about it? Not many people actually know about it.
So coming to the next question, we've had so many renowned people who have come and sat opposite you here at this podcast. So we were really wondering if you could tell us, what are the key learnings that you picked up while hosting all of these people with Swiss sides? So how is it then?
Well, you know, I never intended to do so many sessions as well. And Phil has been really encouraging me. And every guest then recommended another guest. And it just became almost like, for me, like an education program, you know, that I went through. I mean, gosh, where to even start? What I learned from these people? I learned, as soon as you mentioned the word place, the concept place, everybody's eyes lit up. This concept attracts people's attention. We all want to be in good place. We all want our place to be good. We want to have nice environment around us. That was so clear from every guest, the passion for the place. And I thought, this is quite fascinating how this concept of place basically is owned by everybody. You know, we are the guardians of this here in this project, but it's not a discipline. So everybody felt really free to talk about it, to talk about their experience with the place. I mean, the local entrepreneurs, they were just fascinating, you know, how they go about the community engagement, how they think about their impact. They didn't speak about design or co-design. You know, the entrepreneurs, they don't have the vocabulary. They do it. But the researchers, they brought these concepts. So I think it was a fantastic mix of people, from policymakers, researchers to entrepreneurs. And I think that plurality of opinions really enriched my understanding of what place is. So hopefully it's not the end as well. I'm hoping to take this podcast and create some sort of learning material from it, because, I mean, the richness of knowledge and information would just be too good to miss for the future generations as well.
Definitely. I also think you should start another season next term. Why
well,
not?
Well, there is a challenge. There is a challenge. Challenge accepted.
Yes.
Speaking about the future, what's your plan for the future and expanding this program and this learning atmosphere? And what's your plan for the future expansion of the project and upcoming years?
Well, great question. I mean, the project formally is coming to an end this July, and that's just from the funding point of view. Nothing is stopping us to continue, and we can feel great energy from Lancaster Business Improvement District to continue with us. I think from the students, I hope that, you know, you enjoyed, you've seen some impact on yourselves as well. And I definitely want to take this concept to our partner institutions abroad. So when we presented at the Lancaster University conference, there was a colleague from Sunway University from Malaysia with a very similar concept, actually, of a community service module. So we are not the only ones thinking about it. There are other partners around the world maybe experimenting with similar concepts. And I wonder how transferable maybe what we've achieved here in Lancaster is to Kuala Lumpur, which is a totally different scale. So I think that's one of my aspirations. Another one is really to contribute somehow theoretically to more conceptual thinking around pedagogy. And I've started researching this and you know, this is not a new concept at all. So this came from very, very long history of people like John Locke in the 17th century, people like John Dewey, who was an American philosopher, and he was really promoting this regenerative education, progressive education, which is very much about learning with the society, learning inside the community. So this is not new. This was in the 50s, for example, this sort of progressive education movement. So these concepts have been around, but maybe they haven't been around in connection with enterprise and design. So I think maybe we have something to contribute and advance maybe these concepts as well. And I just want to continue learning with the students, because I think every generation of the students brings new challenges, new perception. So this is a never-ending story, I think. It's like in any design. You are never a finished product, because the context changes. People change. The needs of people change as well. So I think we are here to stay and be from good, maybe to better, and definitely hopefully the best.
Yes, looking forward there. Coming to kind of a finish, overall, how was your experience with the Good Place Innovators team?
Well, I've absolutely loved every moment with you guys, with the research fellows. You've worked really independently. Sometimes I'm thinking, oh, what are these guys doing? But ultimately, you know, you really, I think, somehow bonded as a team as well. I loved working with Phil. So Phil really always pushed me, you know, with the stuff digital, but not only with digital. Phil is very experienced educator himself, and he has a very subtle way of somehow incorporating, you know, really fantastic ideas into the project. So I think we've just created a great environment, a great team. I hope you felt the same. I think our voices have been heard. I know I'm quite a strong-headed leader, so I'll sort of steam ahead because I know what I want to achieve. So I can see that goal. I can see that flag on the top of the mountain. Maybe sometimes, you know, I could be a bit slower to absorb things. But yeah, I've learned a lot from you. I've learned a lot, Farshad, when we went to our conference in Scotland. I asked you, oh, what did you enjoy about this most? And you said to me, working with other people. And I was thinking, what do you mean working with other people? Even in Lancaster, you work with other people. And you said, no, we are just all students.
It's about the students, yeah.
Do you know, and this really, for me, it just enriched my thinking even more. Because yes, as innovators, how can you innovate anything when you are just the same? We can't, can we? So we encourage this sort of diversity of ideas, but we are all here, either students or lecturers. So I really want, in the future, citizens of Lancaster to come and attend our classes and be with us in some of the challenges and work with us as equals, not as guest speakers or, you know. So imagine Tony coming and maybe being one of the classmates with us, so that we can work with other people, learn from their life experience and just enrich the education altogether. So yeah, anyway, I've learned. I'm a lifelong learner. I love learning. So it's been like a fantastic degree. It was like a one-year degree, wasn't it? What do you think, guys? What was it like for you?
I think it was really exciting having a leader like you. As you said, you look at the mountain and you run. Being that steam engine, you really pulled us along out of our comfort zones at some point. And I think we've learned a lot. More than anything, we've learned that perspectives matter and that anybody you speak to has a story. It's all about listening to that experience. Yeah.
And yeah, for me, actually, I started my program with you as my tutor, and somehow I'm ending this program with you as my, you know, supervisor of this project. And I've learned lots of things. And thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Radhika. It has been great having you with us, and thank you for providing us the opportunity and support for the entire project. We hope that the students joining you next year will envision the same dream and bring it to reality with you as their mentor.
So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed our chat on the work we've done. Please feel free to drop us a message, a comment, or a recommendation of a resource, and we will get back. As for our project, Please continue to check out our progress on the WordPress website, which will be attached in the description. And we're signing off until next year then. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.